Welcome to Awakening Matters. I am your host, Cynthia Sloan, and Awakening absolutely matters. It matters on all levels, but I'm also here to share with you that the parts of you mentally, emotionally, physically, in relationship to others, and most importantly, in relationship to yourself, is already awake. And so often in our mental body, we are seeking outer signs that point to our awareness and our awakening. Unfortunately or fortunately, depending on where you are at in your process and where you are at in the story you tell yourself, you may or might not have that validation. For those who are tuning in to Awakening Matters for the first time, I am an author, a speaker, a healer. I channel different masters and beings from different time frames, amongst many other things. And I am here to talk with you because my life has been a wonderful example and opportunity of validation on so many levels that if we don't go within, we go without. And so I absolutely am going to be talking about that today. And so let us begin. I do have a website. It's Cynthia Sloan, S-L-O-N. I think it's the number 9. CynthiaSloan9.com. In any case, you know, we have all been through trauma. It's very rare to find anyone, and bless that person if that's the case, that hasn't experienced trauma on a smaller level or on a catastrophic level. And that's part of our story, is it not? That's part of our story, and it matters. Why does it matter? It matters because at a certain point in our soul evolution, what do I mean by soul evolution? I mean when you look within, when you have an awakened dream, or you wake up after you have been dreaming, and or you're walking around contemplating why this person likes me, why this person doesn't like me, etc. Trauma is so important, not only because of the duality that we live in. So to experience trauma is also to experience a healing from that trauma. To experience a high is also to experience a low and then a right back up to a high. And so it is a process of many different areas. But trauma tends to cause us some, more often than not, to shut down and go within, or to shut down completely, but to move away from the external world. And in doing so, there are times where an inner dialogue begins, and that inner dialogue can look like defining yourself no longer through your story. I am not my story. What does that mean? It's actually, sometimes for individuals, it's a very fear-based statement, or it can generate fear, because to say I am not my story and to not have something to replace it with can often make an individual on their journey, even if they are on a spiritual journey, if they're on a human journey, an emotional journey, a mental journey, a vibrational journey, it can still cause the awakening, as I put it, but it can be scary at first. I am not my story to cause you to feel lost. Well, wait a second. If I'm not my story, if I'm not my suffering, if I'm not my past that defined me and helped me to see where I was strong, where I wasn't strong, where I was clear, where I wasn't clear, where I was reactive, where I wasn't reactive enough, etc. if we don't sometimes in our humanity have that to bounce off of, have our story, our trauma, or it doesn't have to be just trauma, it can be positivity as well, to bounce off of, then sometimes, not all the time, there is a feeling of, for humanity, of feeling lost without their story. And so I say, if you're listening, there's a reason you're here today, tonight. And so whatever time you're listening, and so I'm saying to you that you're being guided through this experience, that I invite you once a day, and if not more often, the better, make it your own, to really sit with yourself for 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, longer the better, and really ask yourself, wait a second, what if I am not my story? And move, you can feel that, maybe feel lost, you can even feel fear, but then you can also feel freedom. You can also feel the freedom and the lifting off of you of all that burden, that weight, with that statement, wait a second, I'm not my story. Maybe I am, I can choose love in the place within me. If I'm not my story, then I am free to choose who I desire to be right now in this moment. It can be for meditation, it can be for clarity, it can be for empowerment, it can be for healing, and hopefully, if that is your choice, in your hall of records, your soul contracts, meaning this time around what you signed up for, it can be your freedom to really look at, I am not my story, I am my glory. I am not my story, I am a celebration instead of the weight and the burden. And what ends up happening is all the inner tools that have been developed to assist you to survive from childhood on dissipate and dissolve. Because if you're not your story and you start to create a conscious present moment of, I am not my story, therefore I'm not living in trauma, I'm not living in reaction, I'm not living from a place of fear, then all of a sudden everything that has set up around you to help you survive falls away. And it can fall away immediately or over time. It's really up to you and your free will. And if you get it and you make it your own, you can not only live in freedom, but it's not freedom based on what's happening around you, because then you would still be attached to your story. You would just be replacing it with a new story. So it's not, I am free because I'm not my story from the past, but so I'll tell myself a new story about today. It's more, I invite you to really look at, okay, if I'm not my story, maybe I am, I'm just going to throw a bunch of stuff out there that has worked for me and some others, and you make it your own and take it down the path of your infinite wisdom. But if I'm not my story and I am free, maybe I am pure vibration. Maybe I am part of the universe. Maybe I can choose the vibration I want and the world will match it. I mean, the sky's the limit. And I say to you, after living a certain way for so long and you start to feel free, you should and you could, if you desired, start to experiment with different versions of yourself that are not attached to your past. I am not my story. I am in the present moment and I'm happy. Again, not based on circumstance, but based on the energy, the emotion, and the vibration that you want to experience from you and towards you. And it can be very empowering and also very healing. And so I say to yourself, I say to myself and I say to others, if you choose to not be your past story, there's an immediate desire from the mental body to go, oh, that's fine, that's great. I'm going to start writing one, a new story right now. And there's nothing wrong with that. You can write a new story and make it your own. Or you can be in the moment and choose different experiences, like, I'm no longer my past story, so maybe I am light. What does it feel like to experience myself as pure light? Wow. What does it feel to experience myself as not only pure love, but that I love myself as much as the entire universe could love me? What does that feel like? So you really can, if you choose, move towards areas that maybe you've longed for from another person or a family member or friend or community and have not received or not been comfortable receiving it. And that's why I say to you, take some time every day, and more often the better, to really say to yourself, okay, for the next 10 minutes, I am not my story. Let me experience other facets that I may be. Again, it doesn't even have to be vibration, light, or love. You can even say, I am not my past. I am successful. I am celebrating. I have achieved. Maybe you have a goal and a focus. Okay, it doesn't matter if it's with a company, maybe you're self-employed, whatever it is, but you can start literally embodying for yourself because you've removed your past story. So you've lifted a lot of stuff out of your way. You've kind of cleared the path for you. And so with that clear path right directly to you, there's an opportunity for you to say, I aced that exam, and that this is what it feels like even before you take it. I got the promotion I wanted, and it feels so good, and you're embodying what that feels like. So you're saying yes to versions of yourself that you have wanted, waited, and desired to experience, but you are allowing yourself, doesn't matter if it's all day or part of the day, again, more often better more often than not, you are validating your existence, not only maybe shifting from complete mind existence, where the mind has been in control of what? Protecting you, providing knowledge for you about you protecting yourself, etc. If you've been in survival mode, the mind is constantly looking all around your reality for where something may or may not happen that you need to be prepared for. And so that drops to the wayside when you start literally telling yourself, I am not my story, therefore I am not in fear. I no longer live in a survival concentration or mentality or consciousness. I am already free of that. And so when I say to you, you're not your story, it's not just mental. It's also emotional, physical. What do I mean? I mean that maybe something in the past of your story caused a part of your body to feel tired, burdened, overwhelmed, unwell, etc. Now, am I saying you're not your story, so you're going to heal yourself? That's absolutely a possibility, yes. I mean, it's individual to each individual soul contract and reason for being here. But if you say, I am not my past anymore, I am free of my past, I can vouch for the fact that your cellular body goes, oh, finally. We don't have to carry that heaviness and that burden anymore. We can put it down. We can get rid of it, in my experience with myself, throw it off the cliff, and just feel the lightness of being. And so there are things, and those are all throwing, what are you throwing off the cliff? All burdens, the past, etc. And so being in your past and trying to move forward into the future, But having your past moments that are traumatic on the periphery or smack dab in the middle of your vision or informing you at all times of the possibility of the worst case scenario, or, and if you don't have these experiences, then I applaud you and I'm so happy for you that you don't. If you have a story and it is filled with positivity and well-being, et cetera, it doesn't burden you, doesn't hold you back, et cetera, you make it your own. Does everybody need to tell themselves, I'm not my story? No, and nobody needs to, quite frankly. I'm just inviting people who are listening and individuals who are like, God, I keep trying and I just keep repeating the same thing. That this is one of many different avenues that a person can choose in their own dialogue to apply and experience the outcome. So what does that look like? So what it looks like on a daily basis would be, when you say, I'm not my story, it doesn't mean it wipes out those files in your mental body. It means your mental body might go, oh, really? Let's, you know, turn up the volume with this old dialogue that you've been giving life to for some time. And all of a sudden, wherever you go, or even if you're not interacting with society, if you're just at home, all of a sudden, all these memories come up, et cetera. If they do, I invite you to understand or to choose to say, in your own way, but as an example, thank you. That's no longer my story. That's to thought, memory, experience, one after another, after another. Some people get flooded with their past experiences and then panic. Like, oh no, I'm not my story. And my story seems to want to consume me. No. Well, it may feel that way, but you have at the same, literally at the same alignment to all of your problems, your burdens, your past story, all of it, literally standing right next to it is the opposite. Your freedom, your ability to love yourself, your ability to choose a voice that calms the voice of the past, your ability. So it's not a far reach. It's literally a shift of focus. So I say to you, if all of this deluge or memories or thoughts that don't make you feel good but make you feel bad come up, that is an opportunity. You don't need to run from it, but I invite you to choose a voice of love, a voice of compassion for you, or if you need to, a strong voice where you say, that's not mine anymore. I don't own it. I give it back to my past. That story doesn't own me, and then replace it with what does. So what is that? Right now, you could say to yourself, or out loud, or you can even write it down, which all of the above are empowering. But to write down as an example to you, I choose joy in the face of this past stuff that no longer fuels me or inspires me. And so one of the tools that I would say to you is, do sit down with a piece of paper and write down, if I fully and completely loved myself from head to toe, beyond time or space or place, interaction, reaction, etc., what would that look like? Oh, it would look like positive feelings, joyful experiences, loving myself, forgiving myself, letting myself off the hook, letting others off the hook, understanding that no one can be for me what I am available to be for myself. We're all here to help each other, but none of us can step into the shoes that we're meant to walk in and experience this awakening that I'm talking about. And so whatever it is that you desire that feels kind to you, from you, make that list. So you can know, wait a second, I'm having this emotion, this thought, this reaction, etc., and that's not on this list. I need to let it go, and I need to replace it with, I choose to, let's say I choose healing, or I choose peace. I mean, the vocabulary and the access to it and its enormity is bigger than the entire universe to assist you. To literally validate your existence through the mind is to keep you sometimes in your past story. The mind is a wonderful thing, but sometimes it can keep repeating and repeating itself. And so it's about you saying, I'm not my story, and letting the mind understand, yeah, I love it. I love that you repeat, but this is what I want you to repeat. I deserve goodness. I am grace embodied. I am a good person, regardless if people see that, validate it, know it or not. I deserve goodness and light, etc. I mean, whatever it is in your walk of life, I deserve love and I choose love. If you feel that you deserve love, start loving yourself now, as you are now in your life now. Offering yourself the very thing that you want others to offer you is a really strong way to attract not only what you desire, but to transmute and clear what you don't desire. And that's very, very powerful. Now, we're in a very strong, divisive time on Mother Earth with humanity. And so I really believe that loving yourself and joining yourself in the journey of your life is the first step to gathering around you the like-minded people or the people that are there to share their journey and your journey to share with them. But you must join your journey first and foremost. And it doesn't matter if you're like, I'm focused on getting this job and joining this company and thriving. That's great. What is the dialogue you're sharing with yourself at the end of the day? Oh, I should have done this. I should have done that. I'm not going to get this. I'm not going to get that. I'm going to be passed over, etc. That's the thing. How do you talk to yourself? What do you believe about yourself? And part of saying you are not your story is no longer believing what's been, well, hopefully you reached it long before your 60s, but what's been told to you your whole life. And so the opportunity is, and it's never too late, even getting it then is better than not at all. And so even if you are looking to others, meaning you're not self-employed or you're in school or you're in a walk of life that what others think about you is important to help you to move forward. I cannot emphasize enough, get very clear about what you think about yourself, embody it, feel what it feels like emotionally to have that feeling validated by you. And even visualize that others are validating if that's what you need to do. And then hold that feeling in your entire being. And then go to work, go to school, whatever the next step is for you. But know that the more often that you find yourself living the truth about you versus hoping and waiting for others to get you and to give you a validation about your truth and who you are, get it yourself, embody it, hold it, know it's true, and not, you don't have to be aggressive about it. Because on that list, by the way, about this is no longer my story, and I'm free to choose, and I choose love for myself, you can also feel it so strongly and know it as a truth so deeply, first of all, you start feeling this joy from inside you, and you laugh, and you have a lot of joy, and it's just all that joy that didn't get a chance to express itself through you, or it was circumstantial only. And now that you've chosen your freedom, it's just coming out of you in the most beautiful way. Laughter and joy and lightness of being. And the other thing is, in alignment with that, the aggressiveness. So sometimes when we are our story of our past, what was needed to survive the past, whether it was aggression, reaction, judgment, whatever it was or still is for you, it's not necessarily about the present moment. It's what you needed to survive the past. And if you're still in that scenario, this is a huge message to you to get out of it. If it's not honoring you, if it's not seeing you the way you love yourself, how kind you are to yourself, if it's part of your past story, but it doesn't really align with the vision and the story you want to give yourself, or the freedom to be just as you choose to be, non-circumstantial, then this is your sign and your message to bring it to a close, whatever that looks like for you, and to choose love, lightness of being, and freedom for you in a sense that it comes from a deep place within you. It's not circumstantial. So if you're like, wow, I feel so great because I had three really good days, what I don't want for you is on the fourth day, if you have a crappy day, then all of a sudden you're like, forget it, it doesn't work, and all of a sudden you have reattached yourself to the story of your past, whatever that is. And so if you're vibration, you just lowered your vibration. And so there's nothing wrong with that other than because everyone has free will. Other than your opportunity to go, oh, I'm going to catch that. I'm back in a lower vibration that does not serve me. And do you have to be in a high vibration throwing yourself a party every single day? No, I'm not talking about that. I'm absolutely not saying to you, hey, say you're not your past story and every day will be a party and everything you want will easily be drawn to you. No, I'm not saying that. I am saying to a degree, some of that's true. I can say I'm living it. So the truth is what I can share with you about it, and I wouldn't talk about anything ever that I haven't lived first. And that is, yes, you do draw a lot of positivity without even trying because you have literally become a vibration that is expanding in the universe, and you've raised your vibrational frequency. What does that mean? It means your thoughts, you're not struggling with negative thoughts. All of a sudden, you'll look back and go, wow, it's been like 3 weeks, and I haven't really had a negative thought. In fact, that's possibly when you go, well, that's weird, your first negative thought. And then you go back to whatever you want. What I'm trying to portray here is you have so much more inner power and connectivity than you give yourself permission. Because for so many of us, our external world for way too long kept sending a message that we were not worthy, that we were in survival mode, and that there was more negativity, hate, darkness, whatever it is for you, then light, lightness of being, joy, celebration, love, the ability to trust, not necessarily a person. You can trust yourself, but you never want to put all of what I just said in a positive way. Oh, I totally trust my partner to make me happy. I totally trust my life to tell me when to be happy. And I'll tell you why. If it's a person, they're working on their stuff, hopefully, and you can't really fill that for them any more than they can fill it for you. And so you want to support each other in filling your own thing. What does that look like to you? I mean, certainly you can have a dialogue about, hey, I don't talk to myself like that, so you need to really change the way you talk to me. For a while, that was okay for a very long time, and now it's not anymore, because self-judgment has been replaced with self-love. And so I really need you to hear me. This is if it's family, friend, relationship. I really need you to hear me and know that that doesn't resonate anymore. And not only does it not resonate for me, but I want to talk to you from a loving place. I mean, if that's possible with what you've got going on in your life. The other thing is your ability to experience that you are on a daily basis more joyful. I'm going to give you an example. And it's not an example of what's going to happen to you, but it actually made me laugh so incredibly hard. So I'm in this process of, I'm not my story. I'm free in the present moment. Of course, my soul and spirit knows all of that all the time, but my humanity has finally joined it. So yay, parties, streamers, etc. Make sure there's cake. And then my foot hits the dog bowl filled with water, water like a lake of water everywhere. The phone's ringing. I'm about to have to work. The dog decides to go swimming in it and bathe in it and then run around the house. Then the other dog grabs the remote, drops it in the water. While the phone's ringing, the remote stops working. I can't turn the sound off. So all the stuff is happening. And what am I doing? I am laughing. I don't feel stressed. I don't feel burdened. Now, why is that a big deal? Oh, it's a big deal because there's no reaction from me. I feel joyful. I feel light. And I feel like, hey, it's okay. I'm just going to do one thing at a time. And that's what I'm talking about when I say, you know, you're not your story. You are free to make decisions in the present moment. I am love. I choose love, kindness, or whatever. And all of a sudden, all this stuff starts happening that your reaction, I'm not telling you your reaction is going to be mine. I'm just sharing with you what's possible. If it's possible for me, it is possible for you. And so, I laughed all the way through it, picked up everything, fixed everything, and nobody was upset. Maybe the dog, because the dog was like, hey, that's my lake. Why are you getting rid of it? I'm not my story, and I'm free, and I wanted that lake. So, you know, there's that to contend with. But it turned out to not only show me, you know, what's possible, but also reveal to me that it's possible in this time of great division, of stress, of fears, of limitation, of physical, a lot of people going through physical illnesses, mental illnesses, a lot of triggering going on so many levels. That brings me to something, actually. Can a family, can a couple, can people that care about other people, let's say you have somebody who's struggling really bad, can you influence them? You cannot change anyone's mind to even see you clearly if they don't see themselves clearly. However, and the good point about all of that is if you see yourself clearly from a place of love and light, it no longer will matter how others see you. It goes that deep. However, if you want to affect a loved one's life, I am here to tell you that we are all connected. We are all connected through a symmetry that goes far beyond language, time, space. It is extraordinary and it is strong. So if you focus on that person, I'm not talking about you talking to them. They can't hear you. So you focusing upon that person, first starting with yourself always, and sending them light, sending them joy, sending them strength, sending them a high vibration, sending them awakening energy. What am I talking about? Literally focusing upon them and seeing them, sending them love and light and an awakening energy of them remembering that this is also a part of who they are and that maybe they forgot that part of them. Maybe they've moved so deeply into survival that that's all they know, and they don't feel as safe or as in control if they're not in the survival mode. Maybe they not only would feel lost if they didn't have their story, but they might also feel scared and uncomfortable because their survival story or their survival period and their struggle with that is what's familiar to them. So you're coming around. This is why sometimes it's easier to send energy than have a conversation, because you bypass their mental body when you send them pure energy through your intention. But if you're talking to them and you're saying to them, there's a different, better way, you're so awesome, or this or that, what you're trying to do is so beautiful, and you're trying to help them and awaken them to who they are, how they are, and what's available to them. And they're getting more and more afraid every word you say, because it's not what's familiar to them, and maybe they feel disempowered outside of survival. And so then I say to you, if words are going to cause more stress for them, then just focus on them once a day from a place of it just, you know what, doesn't it sound like, yeah, just focus on them and they'll be fine. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. I'm not trivializing. Oh, yeah, just focus on them. It'll be great. No, I'm saying we are so connected, far more connected than disconnected, but you won't know how connected you are until you connect to yourself first in your choice and in the ways you desire, and then focusing on them once a day, sending them energy, good vibes, whatever you want to call it, not only will increase your energy, your life force, and your output, but also, excuse me, also help them, and they don't know why. All of a sudden, they're waking up feeling good, or they're having a quote-unquote good day. I have a list, actually more than one list, myself. Actually, it's 5 pages long, but of people that I pray for, that I focus on, that I send energy to, that I assist them in their vibrational frequency. I do all kinds of things, especially if it's asked of me. And so I say to you that focus on yourself first, because you can only offer where you are at. So if you're very low vibration at a very low place and you're trying to offer somebody a high vibration, not going to work. I mean, maybe it'll work. But you're not going to, maybe they'll stay in a high vibration, but you will be kind of creating duality for you. So do the work yourself first and then offer it to others. And it's a daily process, because I don't care if you're 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80. Your past, especially your childhood, can have had a very strong impact on you. And so it's never too late to free yourself, but it does require saying, in your own words, you can choose whatever words, make this your own, but saying, wait a second, I'm not my story, is one of the tools I give you. And maybe I'm just pure vibration, and I get to choose the vibration I want, and the world will match it. I choose love. I choose to know myself as love for myself. Not I choose to know myself as love so others will love me. No, I choose to know myself as love for myself. And if you're having to choose that, there's a likelihood that that was withheld from you throughout your life in one form or another. And so there are many, many tools. But right now, this time frame that we're in definitely is calling to you it can be calling to you that's very interesting, actually. It could be calling to you about survival. So right now, this time we're in the world, could be literally activating the survival in you. Oh my gosh, am I going to be okay? Is my family going to be okay? What am I going to do? Where am I going to go? What's going to happen, et cetera? So a lot of people are triggered right now in regards to survival. And so I'm not saying go buy flowers and be like, oh, it's okay. No, I'm saying empower yourself in this process by not allowing the unknown to define chaos within you, but for you to inform yourself, regardless of what's going on externally, whether it's happened yet or not, I choose my freedom. I am not my story. I am my glory. I love that. And if you don't, make it your own. And I understand I'm in survival mode, and that's important. I need to make some decisions. So making decisions and being in survival mode, one offers chaos, the other one offers organization. You decide. You decide. If you're in complete chaos and emotionally unhinged, the likelihood is you're not an organization focus. You are in survival and reacting to the worst case scenario that hasn't happened yet. So sometimes, I was saying earlier, when you're not your story, there's fear there, and there's a feeling of feeling lost. And then when you're not your story and what's happening in the world can be scary, I say to you, there's a message to you from the universe saying, yeah, it's scary out there, so focus your attention inwardly. Go within. In a great time to go within and choose what the sacred space within you, the temple of you, is going to hold. Is it going to hold chaos or is it going to hold light? And maybe you have moments where you feel chaos. What's most important is that you go back to peace within you. Then maybe you go to chaos again, and then you go back to peace. Why is it important to go back to peace? Because you start growing and expanding that energy within you to surpass the energy of survival and chaos. And so I'm going to even throw the word calm in there, and trusting yourself and trusting the universe and trusting that you are loved beyond measure. And that love, if you allow it to work in your life, unknown and unseen to you, it will. It will. So right now is a time of choice, a time of choice, and you have the power within you to choose, and there's no greater power but choice. And so to choose to say, I'm no longer my story, I am in freedom, I can choose to embody love for myself, and then offer that to others, and then to see that if they are not. This is really transformational. I have to say, it's blown my mind that when I see an individual that is not loving and not in a good place and being unkind and et cetera, that would be a really big trigger in the past. I would have a reaction. Now I see that and I understand that person is terrified. That person is in pain. That person is absolutely self-judging and doesn't maybe even know what self-loving looks like. I mean, there's just compassion. Do I get out of my car and leave my car in the middle of the street or the freeway and run to that person? No. But I do not leave the place within me that is rooted and anchored in love to join somebody when they're experiencing hate. Instead, and it always starts with self-hate, if you're somebody who is judged and has a lot of people that hate you, it's because you are probably emanating light and love at a level that they're uncomfortable with. And they're not uncomfortable with you, they're uncomfortable with themselves. They don't feel worthy. And so they feel more comfortable with a lack of love. And here you are walking to a room, illuminating the entire room. And some people will move towards you and others will move away from you. But the key is, I believe the key is in being alive and being in body is no longer being thrown around from love to hate to judgment, etc. It is seeing it for what it is, but never leaving the truth about you that you dwell now, that you dwell within. You had it your whole life. I had it my whole life spiritually, still have it. I'm talking as though my life is ending. I have it on a soul level, spiritual level, heart level, and now all parts are integrated. And so it's really, I'm not telling you, hey, do this because it would be great. I heard about it. I'm saying it's life changing. It's soul validating. It's part of the reason why you are embodied. And I believe that it's absolutely achievable. And what a glorious thing it is indeed. So, thank you so much for being part of this extraordinary space. I invite you to come back 2 weeks from now where I dive into cellular unconditional love. Yes, I said that. You have trillions of cells in your body. How do they communicate? How do they communicate in a positive way? How do they commune in a negative way? How do you change that? How do you heal yourself, etc.? So there's so much there. There's so much there. As somebody who has healed herself so many times and still here to talk about it. So my website is CynthiaSloan9.com. And I have some videos on there and some other things. And I send you so much love and light, and bye for just now.